Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 28th, 2025, and we have a lineup of finance headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Pond enters into letter of intent with Find Familiar Spirits in respect of a proposed reverse takeover. Pond Technologies Holdings, Inc. has entered into a non-binding letter of intent with Find Familiar Spirits, LLC, for a proposed reverse takeover. This arm's-length transaction will see Find Familiar Spirits become a public company on the TSXV OTC market in the U.S. and Frankfurt Exchange in Germany. Find Familiar Spirits, known for creating spirits experiences for enthusiast markets, including Quests and Whiskey, founded by Matthew Lillard, Justin Ware, and Tim Sparapani, aims to expand globally. Pond CEO Grant Smith expressed excitement for this transformative deal, believing it will maximize shareholder value. The proposed transaction is subject to regulatory approval and completion of a concurrent financing of $2 to $4 million. The resulting entity will operate under the name Find Familiar Spirits and be classified as a Tier 2 industrial issuer.
CMN Funding announces two closed transactions. CMN Funding, headquartered in Albany, NY, recently closed two transactions in October 2025. The first deal involved the refinance of a 20-unit apartment building in Washington, D.C., with a loan amount of $3,100,000. The second transaction was a $148,000 fix-and-hold acquisition of an investment property in Amsterdam, NY. These funding arrangements were considered small balance transactions. CMN Funding, part of CMN Business Entities, specializes in commercial financing, focusing on obtaining funding for commercial real estate transactions. Compare Media enhances offering with Equifax credit data. Compare Media announces enhanced offering with the introduction of Equifax risk scores within the Compare Media Direct platform. Marketers can now decode competitor strategies and consumer targeting patterns with precision, benchmark acquisition activity, assess credit risk distribution, and identify growth opportunities. Clients can access integrated risk scores to understand their competitive landscape and make smarter decisions. This partnership reflects Compare Media's commitment to providing actionable insights. Equifax's SVP of Partnerships, Melinda McBride, highlights the collaboration's goal of helping financial institutions make smarter, fairer lending and marketing decisions. Together, Compare Media and Equifax are shaping a future where clients can gain a predictive view of the market by connecting insights across products and channels.
Elwood Blackwell invests in Dream Exchange. Elwood Blackwell has made a strategic investment in Dream Exchange, bringing over three decades of experience in the consumer packaged goods industry. Blackwell, who has advised companies on growth strategy and operational efficiency, was drawn to Dream Exchange's mission to provide capital to underserved businesses. Joe Sakala, CEO of Dream Exchange, expressed gratitude for Blackwell's investment, noting the importance of investors who understand the need to improve market structures. Blackwell's commitment reflects a desire to use his industry experience to create opportunities for others. DX Capital Partners' Dwayne Kiles highlighted the significance of investor support in building alternative market infrastructure. To learn more about Dream Exchange, attend their next webinar on November 6, 2025 at 5 p.m. Central Time.
Q&A with Michael Shoymack, Chief Marketing and Innovation Officer at IDIQ. Michael Shoymack, Chief Marketing and Innovation Officer at IQ, brings over 20 years of experience in cybersecurity to his role. He leads marketing and innovation, merging creativity and technology to empower consumers. IDIQ stays ahead through innovation, investing in data intelligence, and user experience. Creativity and data are foundational in marketing efforts, ensuring fresh and authentic campaigns with measurable results. Innovation at IDIQ is collaborative, shaping ideas with data, creativity, and consumer insight. By monitoring behavior patterns and listening to members, IDIQ anticipates needs and delivers value early. Being consumer-focused means educating and building trust, reflected in every marketing message. IDIQ's evolution into a complete financial intelligence platform, with features like personalized credit coaching, has expanded reach and redefined financial protection. AI is used responsibly at IDIQ to enhance precision, not replace human insight. Open communication and shared ownership drive innovation at IDIQ, with a focus on launching new products using advanced analytics and AI. Leaders should build alignment between innovation and marketing by focusing on understanding the people they serve for meaningful connections and stronger results.
Q&A with Scott Pepper, CEO and founder of Mobilization Funding. Scott Pepper, CEO and founder of Mobilization Funding, has a background in the healthcare industry and is known for his expertise in helping construction businesses successfully cash flow their projects. Mobilization Funding stands out from traditional lenders by creating a loan program that aligns repayment with project milestones, providing stability for contractors. Their new digital platform, Maximus, simplifies the loan process and includes a cash flow tool for better project management. They primarily work with commercial subcontractors and manufacturers, helping them bridge cash flow gaps. Mobilization Funding aims to change the misconception that needing a loan is a sign of business failure, emphasizing the importance of strategic financing in the construction industry. They strive to support construction businesses with tools and capital that reflect their true potential, ultimately helping them build better businesses.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.